Since the terrorist attacks of September 11th, some Arab Americans in the United States have been victims of harassment or violence. Others say non-Arabs view them more suspiciously. In short, there's not much that's funny about being an Arab American these days. But some Arab American comedians think there might be. At the Chicago comedy club Zany's, a recent Thursday night audience got a dose of humor from an Arab American perspective.
Please welcome to the stage Ray Hanania.
I don't look at you guys as an audience. I think of you guys as potential hostages, okay?
Ray Hanania is a former newspaper reporter who now works as a columnist and a communications consultant. A few years ago, he wrote a book about being an Arab American titled, I'm Glad I Look Like a Terrorist. Now he's taken stereotypes about Arab Americans and turned them into a comedy act. He says he knew he was different from the other kids at school when they all sat down to lunch one day.
And all my friends look in their lunch boxes and I go, oh, wow, bologna sandwich, you know, peanut butter and jelly, neatly wrapped in aluminum. I open mine up, it's filled with baba ganoush, stuffed grape leaves, lamb and rice, hummus, fattoush.
Hanania calls himself the guy you don't want sitting next to you on a passenger jet. Airport humor is a big part of his act.
You know, so you've heard some of these questions. You know, did you pack your bag? You say yes, they let you on the plane. I say yes, they arrest me. And then the one that's always embarrassing is, anybody suspicious give you anything to put in your bag? Duh, yeah, my mother, my brother, my sister. How much time you got? I got a whole list of them. I got a big family.
Hanania says he doesn't mean to minimize what some Arab Americans have gone through since September, but he hopes his humor will be somewhat therapeutic for Arabs while helping to soften Arab Americans' image among other Americans. Speaking in the alley outside the club afterwards, Hanania said he developed his act after reading about Jewish comedians.
When you start reading it, you realize that Jewish comedians were one way that the Jewish community dealt with anti-Semitism and growing bigotry and hatred. You know, that comedy helps soften people, and it really does. It tears down some stereotypes. So.
Speaking of Jews, Hanania points out in his act that he married one.
All the Jews were on one side. It's kind of like this audience. All the Arabs are on the other side. We didn't have a bridal party. We had a UN peacekeeping force right down the middle. And I know that I got a good shtick going because I don't know too many Arabs who are comedians who are married to Jewish wives. So that whole thing to tell Americans that, you know what, Jews and Arabs do get along, we do live together, and we can make fun of each other without killing each other.
Hanania also jokes about the stereotypes of Arabs driving taxis for a living or working in convenience stores. For the most part, the conflict in the Middle East is off limits, and he does not make fun of his or any religion.
People need to understand that, especially in my community, that we need to speak to Americans the way they want to be spoken to. Americans respect humor. If it's done the right way, they will use it. It opens up doors to Americans that we could never do. But you can publish all the books you want about the history of Palestine, but you can never connect with an American the way you can by showing them that you can make fun of yourself, because that's something I think Americans respect. Listen, I am like Yasser Arafat. I can only be in one spot for 15 minutes. My visa's expired. My cab is double parked. And so I got to go. But on a serious note, pray for peace in the Middle East. Thank you very much. Thanks.
For Coast to Coast, I'm Michael Leland in Chicago.
Salam alaikum.